Alice, I breathed, astonished. Yes, your little friend. I was surprised to see her in the clearing. So I guess her coven ought to be able to derive some comfort from this experience. I get you, but they get her. The one victim who escaped me. Quite an honor, actually. And she did smell so delicious. I still regret that I never got to taste. She smelled even better than you do. Sorry. I don't mean to be offensive. You have a very nice smell. Floral, somehow. He took another step toward me, till he was just inches away. He lifted a lock of my hair and sniffed at it delicately. Then he gently patted the strand back into place, and I felt his cool fingertips against my throat. He reached up to stroke my cheek once quickly with his thumb, his face curious. I wanted so badly to run, but I was frozen. I couldn't even flinch away. "No," he murmured to himself as he dropped his hand. "I don't understand," he sighed. "Well, I suppose we should get on with it, and then I can call your friends and tell them where to find you, and my little message." I was definitely sick now. There was pain coming. I could see it in his eyes. It wouldn't be enough for him to win, to feed and go. There would be no quick end like I'd been counting on. My knees began to shake, and I was afraid I was going to fall.